I really enjoyed how the illustrator brought the stories of Black people's lives to life with powerful images. The image that really stayed with me was over two pages, and it was black and white, and it showed how slaves were so cramped in the boats that brought them over in the slave trade. I liked how some of the pictures were very celebratory. Not everything was negative and sad. One of the pictures celebrated Black lives in the arts and in sports, and there was also a picture of Martin Luther King. I liked how the book used pictures from the past, like the slave trade picture, but also in the section called The Unspeakable, he drew, for example, a picture of the flowers and the messages that were left after the killing of Trayvon, I think his name was, a young Black boy, very recently. So the book was able to draw on the past, but also comment on current events. I liked how the book brought to life through images very sad things like the slave trade and the terrible treatment of young people still in the present day. But I also liked that it celebrated Black people's lives with regard to music and sport. And I liked how a page was dedicated to Martin Luther King because we learned about him in history. We thought that the presentation was very powerful and that not everything was explained. One of the pictures, which showed portraits of people and the glass was broken, it created a discussion because we tried to decide what moment in Black history this was. So we had to do our own work and try and learn about things that we had not been taught about. And it was interesting because that part of the book was described as the unspoken. And certainly that was something that we wanted to learn more about.